Right to Repair is now a right for millions of farmers. Add another 3,200 workers to the unemployment rolls. We'll share what we know. U.S. consumers are adding to their debt, and we'll talk about how much. Former McDonald's CEO to pay a $400,000 fine, and we'll share why. Costco is shutting down a service and offering a new discount instead. Staying with membership issues, we've got news from Sam's Club versus Costco. McDonald's is bringing back a fan favorite. We've got the Wall Street Report, and an advertising avalanche is burying Google users. For the interview, you'll meet entrepreneur Zach Bales-Henry, the realtor who created the Black Phoenix Group, and his thoughts on historic homes. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. Grateful that you're along for the ride again today. Want to reach out to us and follow us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. For years, farmers and ranchers have been demanding the right to repair their equipment, and now, finally, that is possible. CNN is reporting that U.S. farmers will have the right to repair tractors and other agricultural equipment from John Deere without having to use the manufacturer's own parts and facilities, all of this under an agreement the company signed on Sunday. The agreement marks a major victory for farmer and consumer advocacy groups who have complained for years about the repair limitations that Deere has imposed on its products and technology, from software locks to requirements to use official dealers for repairs. The restrictions have inspired multiple lawsuits against the company and created a high-profile public relations headache in which farmers have accused Deere of interfering with their ability to plant and harvest crops on a timely basis. The Memorandum of Understanding with the American Farm Bureau Federation gives farmers access to the same Deere documentation, data, and diagnostic tools used by the company's authorized repair shops. Farmers will be able to diagnose and fix broken-down equipment on their own or by choosing an independent repair facility, which will also have access to the proprietary tools and data on the same fair and reasonable terms. Yet another company announces corporate downsizing. Bloomberg is reporting that Goldman Sachs will lay off as many as 3,200 employees this week as an uncertain economic and market climate pushes the bank to hunt for cost savings, this according to a person familiar with the matter. More than a third of the job cuts are expected to be from the firm's trading and banking units, said the person. Like its Wall Street rivals, Goldman Sachs has been hit by a slump in global deal-making activity as fewer companies merge or seek to raise capital. Hiring for roles in other areas will continue, and the new analyst class will start later this year as planned, said the person familiar with the details. Consumers in the U.S. are adding to their debt at a record pace. CNN is reporting that consumers added nearly $28 billion to their revolving loans. The monthly increase in November, which was driven by higher rates of revolving credit, was below the $29.1 billion jump seen in October, but extends a historic stretch of reliance on debt during a year with soaring inflation. Economists were expecting a $25 billion monthly increase, according to consensus estimates. Outstanding consumer credit, which includes mostly credit cards, auto loans, and student loans, grew at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 7.1%, according to the report. Revolving credit, which includes mostly credit cards, grew by 16.9%. It's the largest jump in revolving credit seen in 3 months and the fifth largest monthly increase in Fed record-keeping history that goes back nearly 55 years. Separate data by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York show that Americans are, by and large, optimistic about inflation falling. Median year inflation expectations declined in December, falling by 0.2 percentage point to 5%. That's the lowest reading since July of 2021, according to the New York Fed's latest survey of consumer expectations. Some people can lie and get away with it, but when you tell tales to investors, it can get you in serious trouble with the Securities and Exchange Commission. CNN is reporting that disgraced former McDonald's CEO Steve Easterbrook will pay $400,000 to settle charges that he allegedly misled investors about the circumstance of his 2019 firing following a relationship with an employee. According to the Securities and Exchange Commission, McDonald's fired Easterbrook for, quote, engaging in inappropriate personal relationship with a McDonald's employee in violation of company policy, end quote. Yet, the separation agreement claimed, quote, his termination was without cause, which allowed him to retain substantial equity compensation that otherwise would have been forfeited, end quote. In making this conclusion, McDonald's exercised discretion that was not disclosed to investors, said the SEC, and the charges and the settlement have been made public. The Dow erased a 300-point gain in afternoon trade as Wall Street ended the day mostly lower, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Out with one service and in with a new discount. We're talking about Costco. Money Talks News is reporting that Costco is closing down its online photo service. January 27 is the last day to order through the Costco Photo Center. Now, to be honest, I did not know that there was even a Costco Photo Center. But for those of you who have used it, be aware that once the Costco Photo Center has been shuttered, Costco will roll out a new discount. Members of the warehouse will qualify for a 51% off all regularly priced orders from Shutterfly. Members also get free shipping on all Shutterfly orders of more than $49. But do not panic. If you currently have photos on CostcoPhotoCenter.com, you can opt them in to Shutterfly, and all of your account information, including your address book and photos, will be transferred over. Now, if you don't want to opt into Shutterfly, Costco notes that its members can also download your photos from the Costco Photo Center directly to your home computer. Well, not only does Sam's Club beat Costco when it comes to the hot dog combo price, Sam's Club costs $1.38 and Costco is priced at $1.50. There are also some better deals at Sam's. Eat This, Not That is reporting that according to the Motley Fool's Ascent, the Walmart-owned bulk retailer is now offering better deals on many grocery staples to one type of customer that Costco has long neglected. Who might that be? The online shopper. The difference between the two clubs' e-commerce strategies may come as no surprise to longtime Costco members who, well, they know that the retailer's best deals are usually found in person at the warehouse and not online. Comparing online prices on several everyday items, the finance site discovered some significant price differences between the two warehouse rivals. The most noticeable is the advertised price for olive oil. Sam's Club charges $12.38 for its 2-liter bottle of Maker's Mark Organic Extra Virgin Olive Oil, where Costco's Kirkland Signature Organic Extra Virgin Olive Oil costs $15.99. That's a savings of over $3 at Sam's Club. Sam's Club private label coffee and maple syrup is also cheaper than at Costco. Members Mark Colombian Supremo whole bean coffee is priced at $6.39 a pound, while Kirkland Signature Colombian Supremo coffee is $8. Meanwhile, Members Mark organic 100% pure maple syrup costs 40 cents per ounce, while Kirkland Signature organic pure maple syrup is 44 cents. See what you learn here? You know, every so often, McDonald's brings back a fan favorite, sometimes for a limited time and others for an extended run. For example, think about the McRib and the Shamrock Shake. This time, the Golden Arches is bringing back a dessert that's been gone for 5 years, the blueberry pie. CNN is reporting that roughly 6,800 of its 14,000 U.S. restaurants have begun selling a blueberry and cream pie. It's a sweet pastry that's filled with blueberries and a vanilla-flavored cream and baked in a pie crust. McDonald's last sold the pie in the U.S. in 2017, but it has occasionally made appearances at international locations since then. Limited-time items are an important marketing tool for the food industry to draw in foot traffic and interest. These items offer consumers some variety. It's a key for fast food, as notoriously thin-margin business with little customer loyalty. Offering something new gives customers a reason to come back. And by the way, the photos of this new, old offering look delicious. Wall Street paired some early gains today, with investors still weighing bets about the Federal Reserve and it might dial back its aggressive pace of rate increases. The Dow came off session highs of over 224 points, positive to close down 112 points at 33,517. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ, that was up by over 212 points, settled up by just 66 points at 10,635. And the S&P 500, which had been up by 44 points earlier in the trade, ended Monday off by 2 points at 38.92. Oil also gained a bit today at just over $74.80 a barrel. Are ads diluting the usefulness of a Google search? The nearly 25-year-old search engine is now, according to the Financial Times, less encyclopedia and more like Yellow Pages, because of advertisements and sponsored posts that populate its results. It reflects a tricky balancing act between user experience and revenue that affects all businesses relying on digital advertising, the Times notes. The issue is particularly timely for Google, which has seen its ad revenue shrink in recent years. A Google spokesperson told LinkedIn News, quote, "Our goal is always to provide ads that are useful, which is why we don't have ads to show for unless somebody has a query about that product," end quote. Advertising made up nearly 80% of Alphabet's revenue last quarter. All right, stick with us and click ahead for the story of the Black Phoenix Group and some thoughts about historic homes in Windsor Heights, Iowa, with realtor Zach Bales-Henry. Well, that is a wrap for the business news headlines. Make sure that you go ahead and click ahead for the story from Zach Bales-Henry on real estate for the future and some historic homes. All right, have yourself a great evening. All of us here at Insight on Business, the News Hour, and Headlines are grateful that you came by. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.